banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Amen. I want to read that again. Brother Oscar, Isaiah, or Psalms chapter 60, verse number 4. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. I've never preached a patriotic message before, and I'm going to do my best to preach one tonight. It may somebody may be ready to kick me out after I get done preaching this, but I went out to my newspaper, pick up my newspaper this morning, and walked out there. It's hot already this morning. I went out there and I picked the Dayton Daily News up, turned it over, and on the front page, big bold black letters, it said, "Our banner still waves." And I said, "Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Our banner still waves." Amen. Did you know, you better, we live in the finest country in the entire world. Amen. This is Independence Day, 4th of July. And it's a good time just to sit back and look at the blessings God has bestowed on the United States of America. Amen. How many in here has fought in a war for our country? Is there any here that are veterans? One there, Brother Sexton. Amen. This brother right here. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm glad for you. I'm glad that you've done it for us. I'm glad that you paved the way and fought in the wars. And I stand before you appreciative. Amen. Because of what your efforts and what you've done. Amen. We live in the greatest country in the entire world. You say, Brother Dennis, look at the trouble. Look at the problems. Look at the things where that's going on in our country. Yeah, we do have problems. Yeah, we do have things going on that we need to take care of. But besides all that, we do live in the greatest country in the world. Amen. We do live in the greatest country. We live in a land of liberty. One that we can worship God the way we want to. Amen. We can live like we want to. We can go where we want to. We don't have to check in, amen, with the government to tell them where we're going, what we're doing. It's getting worse. I know they're taking our freedoms away, but right now we still are a free people. Amen. I'm glad for that tonight. Amen. One of the symbols of freedom is our flag. Amen. The symbol of our freedom is the flag of the United States, the stars and the stripes. It's a symbol of our freedom. And what is a flag, Brother Dennis? A flag is a symbol. It serves as a symbol or a signaling device. Amen. A banner, I read in one dictionary, says a banner is a symbol set up on a pole to rally an army. Amen. How many times can we look through history and find that the only reason why the soldiers kept on fighting was because the flag was still flying? Amen. A flag is a symbol. Patriots express their love of a country by hoisting flags. Victorious armies humiliate their enemies by displaying the captured flags. Friend, let me tell you something. Today, flags and banners and standards are important. Amen. They're important. Amen. It's a symbol of our freedom. Amen. The paper today said this, that patriotism, it's a feeling tough to measure but undeniably real. Impossible to quantify yet unimpeachable. Amen. Whenever you look at the flag, whenever a veteran looks at the flag and stands and salutes, the pride and the feeling that it gets of being a United States citizen, it's something awesome. It's a feeling that you cannot describe. As I was thinking about this message today and I began to look and I think, Lord, what a blessing it is just to be an American citizen, just to be a part of this great country. Amen. Well, let me give you a little bit of history of the United States. I'm going somewhere with this. The United States flag. Surprisingly, the origins of the national flag, the stars and the stripes, are somewhat obscure. The flag was officially adopted on June 14th, 1777. I can remember that date because it was June 14th, 1997. I started dating my wife. When the Continental Congress resolved that the flag of the United States be 13 stripes, alternate red and white, that the Union be 13 stars wide in a blue field representing a new constellation. Its immediate predecessor, the Continental colors, had consisted of 13 horizontal red and white stripes for the 13 colonies represented in the Continental Congress. Amen. Americans at the time of the national centennial in 1876 warmed to the popular story about the young seamstress, Betsy Ross, who supposedly sold the first flag for George Washington, although according to historical records, she did indeed make flags. No evidence indicates that she was involved in making or designing the first stars and stripes and the validity the authenticity, you know what I'm trying to say, of the traditional story is doubtful. Amen. Amen. So the origin of our flag, amen, is doubtful. Nobody's quite for sure who was the one that came up with the idea for the American flag. But the thing that stands for sure through the wars, through times of hardship, through times of troubles, and through times of trials, amen, the flag still waves. The banner still waves. Amen. Amen. One of the greatest stories in our American history of the flag was one night during the War of 1812. While on the deck of a truce ship, Francis Scott Key paced nervously as a fierce battle raged nearby during the British attack on the harbor of Baltimore. As district attorney of Georgetown and a spiritual lay leader of his church, Key had been sent by President James Madison to negotiate with the British for a physician who had been taken prisoner. All night, Key and his party were detained as nearby heavy bombardment continued. When the firing suddenly stopped just before morning, Key was fearful of the outcome. But as he looked hesitantly across the water, as the sun was coming up, he saw the American flag still triumphantly flying with assurance of our nation's freedom. And it was at that moment he was inspired to write the Star-Spangled Banner. Oh, say, can you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed, by the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air. Amen. Aren't you glad for the banner still waving? Aren't you glad for the banner still waving? Amen. There's been countries that's tried to overrun us. There's been people that has tried to take us out. Amen. Japan couldn't do it. Germany couldn't do it. Amen. There's not been one group of individuals that has proved to be stronger than the United States. Why in the world is it that way, Brother Dennis? I'll tell you why. We are a country founded upon the principles of the Word of God. Amen. We have built our government system upon the principles of God's Word. Amen. We have lasted this long because God's favor has been upon us. His pleasure has been upon us. Amen. The banner still waves tonight because God has saw fit, amen, to keep America a free place, a land of liberty. Amen. A place where we can come and worship God. Amen. Aren't you glad the banner still waves? Amen. We live in a free country, a place where we can worship God. We don't have to worry about, amen, the secret police looking in the windows to see what we're doing. We don't have to go underground, amen, and hide our services. We don't have to smuggle Bibles across our borders, amen, for people to have the Word of God. Why? Amen. Because our banner still waves. We still live in a land, amen, of liberty. We're a people under God. Amen. Aren't you glad that the banner still waves? Amen. But I want to turn this around a little bit. Amen. I want you to notice my text. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Amen. Whenever we look at the church, amen. When we look at the church that God has ordained, when we look at the people God has established, amen. I want you to know something. Our banner still flies high tonight. Amen. Though the devil has tried to stop us. Amen. Though the world has tried to put a stop to us and say, you're not going to make it. You're not going to step further. Amen. You have no business doing what you're doing. Amen. Because God's pleasure and approval has been upon His Word and upon the people of God tonight. There's still a people, amen, that's free from the bondage of sin, that's free from the chains of sin. And our banner still flies. It still waves. Amen. Whenever I read that article to you, I liked what the writer in the Dayton Daily said. It's a feeling though tough to measure, but undeniably real. Amen. When I look around at the holiness movement, whenever I look at our holiness Pentecostal churches, amen, that still preach the Word of God, amen, that live by the Word of God, amen, that's not afraid of this world, amen, to stand in its face and say, hey, this is the way it's going to be. Amen. When I look at our church and I see the folks that have sold out to God and dedicated their lives to God, amen, I stand today with this article and says it's tough to explain the feeling that I have, but it's real and it's undeniable. Amen. Thank God that our banner still flies, though there's been men that's tried to ridicule us and tell us we can't live that way. You can't live that way and expect to do things for God. Friend, let me tell you something. We can live this way. We can live a holy, separated life. We can have a Pentecostal experience. Amen. And do something for God. Friend, our banner still flies high tonight. Amen. You don't have to take a tuckhead in this world and say, hey, I'm a holiness person. No, no, no. Amen. Stand proudly upon the Word of God, because that's what God appreciates. That's what God is looking for in the last days, is looking for a generation, amen, of people that will say, I'm going to live by the Word of God. I'm going to live by the standard that He has set in our life. But Brother Dennis, you don't understand. The devil's coming against us at every point. I understand that. But the Bible also says, amen, when the enemy comes in like a flood, amen, I will raise a standard against it. Friend, let me tell you something. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be cast down. You don't have to turn around and run. Friend, you can stand boldly upon the Word of God and know for sure in your heart that the banner still waves. Amen. The banner still waves. Amen. I echo what the reporter said. It's a feeling tough to deny. Amen. But undeniably revealed. Amen. Friend, let me tell you something. I appreciate tonight. Amen. In my heart, there's a great appreciation. Amen. For men of God like Brother Collins. Amen. Who fought the good fight of faith. Amen. And paved the way for me. Friend, I appreciate men like this. I appreciate men like my pastor at home. Amen. Who's taught me the ways of God and taught me the truth of God's Word. That hasn't been afraid to stand upon the precepts and the principles of God's Word and declare to me, thus saith the Lord. I appreciate men like that. Amen. There's men that I'm thinking of that's been influential in my life. I wish they was here. I'd come up and shake their hand. Amen. Men like Gary Edenfield, who's preached to me. Amen. I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and called to preach under Brother Gary Edenfield's ministry. Amen. Men like that, I appreciate. Amen. They have blazed a trail. They went on to fall and they fought and they have conquered. Amen. And I am here tonight as a result of what they have done, just like you're here as a result of what's been done by men of God in your life. Friend, I want you to know something. Tonight, the banner still waves. Amen. 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 Whenever the immigrants was coming across, amen, the very first thing they would see when they would come into New York Harbor was a Statue of Liberty. Amen. It was a symbol of freedom. It was a symbol, amen, that they was going to a free country. Amen. But I've come to tell you tonight, amen, one of the banners that still waves high in our life is the cross of Calvary. Amen. The blood that Jesus shed at Calvary. We can look at Calvary, and though they've tried to ridicule it, though they say, oh, it didn't matter, He wasn't a Savior, He was just a good man, a good teacher. Friend, I want you to know something. The work that Jesus did at Calvary's hill, amen, it has set us free from sin. Amen. We are no longer in bondage tonight. We are no longer the slaves of sin. Why? Because there's a banner that stands at Calvary. Amen. That says you're free. Amen. You're no longer bound. The chains have been broken. The banner still waves. Amen. I'm glad for those that have brought us up in the ways of Pentecost. Amen. I'm glad for those that have preached to us. Amen. The ways of Pentecost. Amen. We're not a dead, dry movement tonight. Why? Amen. Because we have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are Pentecostal people. Friend, let me tell you something. The banner of Pentecost is still waving high in 1999. Though people are mocking it. Though people are broadcasting it on the TVs and making a mockery. Amen. Of the moving of the Holy Ghost. Friend, it doesn't mean we have to sit idly by and let them do their thing. We can get up and we can say, hey, the movings of God are real. The power of God is real. Amen. The moves of Pentecost, it's real. Why? I feel it in my soul. The banner still waves. Amen. Amen. And thank God for holiness. Amen. Thank God for holiness. Amen. The banner of holiness has never fallen. Though men have fallen from holiness and turned their back on it and run. Amen. Though they have ridiculed us after they left and have tried to tear us down and say you're nothing but in bondage. Amen. You're in bondage. Friend, let me tell you something. They may call it bondage, but I call it liberty. Amen. I can do what I want to and go where I want to. Amen. Why? Because I love Jesus and I do those things which please Jesus. I want to be pleasing in His sight. There's no desire in my heart for the things of the world. So I'm not in bondage tonight. Amen. But I am at liberty in the Spirit of God. Friend, let me tell you something. The banner of holiness still flies high tonight. Our banner still waves. Hallelujah. Amen. The banner still waves. Men have tried to lower it. Amen. And bring it down. Amen. To fit their agenda and to do the things they wanted to do. But friend, let me tell you something. It doesn't work that way. Amen. Thank God for the ones. Amen. That have never let it fall by the wayside. Amen. That though some have fallen. Amen. They come along behind and picked it right back up again. And said, we're going on with God. We're not quitting. We're not giving up. We're going to march underneath the banner of holiness. We're going to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Our banner still waves. Our banner still waves. Amen. Do you have an appreciation in your heart? Amen. For the things of God. You see, when I hear guys like Brother Greg Atkins talk at youth camp about how that he wasn't raised in it. Amen. The love and the appreciation he has in his heart for it because he wasn't raised in it. I take a step back and I say, man, I've been in this all my life. Thank God. But thank God for it. Amen. I've got a mama and I've got a daddy already gone on to be with Jesus. Amen. That blazed the trail for me. Amen. Most of my family were preachers in the Church of God movement. Amen. And they've kind of went off by the wayside. But thank God my mom and daddy, amen, didn't go the way they did. Amen. They kept me in the house of God. Amen. They kept me in a Bible believing. Amen. Pentecostal Holiness Church that taught me the ways of God. Friend, I want you to know something. I want to keep the banner high, don't you? I want to make sure the banner never falls. I don't want it to fall by the wayside and be dragged through the dirt of this world. Amen. I want to be there holding up the flag saying, oh, I'm never going to let it down. I'm never going to let it down. Amen. You know what we need? We need young people. We need young people. Young men and young ladies that'll sell out and hold the banner high. Can I just tell you how I felt last night in this service? Last night when the Holy Ghost was moving, Brother Astor was up admonishing us to do better. The young folks started moving out. Began to cry. Begin to grieve in my heart. You know why? Some of these young people really want to live right. They really want to be right. But then they turn around. They go home. And all they hear on the way home is Mama saying, you don't have to listen to that preacher. You can cut your hair and be all right. The banner still waves. And if you're going to be right, you're going to have to live by book. Oh, I turned it around on you, didn't I? Hey, I want you to know something. Whenever you all the way home is telling little Johnny and little Susie they don't have to live that way. That preacher preaching against TVs, he's an old fogey. You stand in danger of judgment. Are you hearing me? Amen. Whenever a young person goes off to youth camp and makes commitments to God, then you come around and they come back home and you say, oh, you don't have to do that. That preacher, he didn't tell you the truth. You don't have to live that way. You don't have to be that strict. You are in danger of judgment. Are you hearing me? The reason why you get up and you say, oh, pray for Johnny, pray for Susie, they're not saved now. It's because you continually went behind the back of the pastor and ran down everything that he said. And now you're crying and weeping because their lives are misery and they're out in sin. I want you to know something. Amen. You've made the bed they're laying in. Are you hearing me? I know they're accountable for themselves. Amen. But if they had a good godly example to show them the ways of godliness and holiness, amen, they wouldn't have been in the state they are today. Friend, I want you to know something. If we're going to be what God wants us to be, and our children are going to be what God wants them to be, amen, we're going to have to raise the banner high. Amen. We're not going to throw it by the wayside. We're going to have to get a hold of it and say, hey, little Johnny, hey, little Susie, this is the way God expects you to live. I know the preacher preaches it, and I expect it of you, but more importantly than that, God's looking down from heaven, and He sees what you're doing, and you're going to answer to Him one day, and you're going to have to stand before Him one day, and you better be right with God. You know what aggravates me? Preachers ought not preach about that aggravates them. Well, I'm young and silly. I just do that sometimes. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near to me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men, therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and their understanding of the prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and the works are in the dark. And they say, who seeth us and who knoweth us? Amen. You know what causes that? Amen. Individuals that's never got a hold of the banner and realized how important the banner is. Amen. They're always going around in the dark places, going to places they ought not go and saying, I'm going to do what I want to do. They don't see a need to get a hold of the banner and live a holy, separated, righteous life. But they continually go against the things they know that God expects of them. Friend, let me tell you something. If the banner continue to wave, amen, in the young generation is coming up, it's going to be when mamas and daddies and grandmas and grandpas confirm it to their young people and say, hey, what Brother Collins is saying, it's right, live by it, work by it, live by it, die by it, do whatever you have to do, but live by the Word of God. Let's make sure the banner never falls by the wayside. Our banner still waves. I haven't been around the highway of holiness too long, but I know enough about the highway to know it's not always been a bed of roses. Amen. I realize Brother Collins, he's been through some battles since here. Amen. But you take a look at the highway of holiness tonight. Amen. Look around and see the individuals that are here tonight. Amen. The banner still waves in our midst. There's still a people. Amen. That says, I'm going to live right. I'm going to do right. I'm going to be right. Our banner still waves. Amen. Would you stand on your feet tonight and give the Lord praise? Thank Him that the banner's still waving. Thank You that it's never went by the wayside. Thank You that it's never fallen down and we've not trampled over it, but we've kept it high and holy in our presence. Amen. The banner of Calvary. Amen. The banner of Pentecost. The banner of holiness is still flying high. Amen. At the highway of holiness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Why don't you find us a place to pray tonight? Let's seek God for this service.